You are what you eat, the saying goes. It therefore follows that what you excrete gives away a lot about you. Writ large, that information might yield useful demographic clues about particular neighbourhoods. This, at least, is the thinking behind a study by Saer Samanipour of the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Dr. Samanipour has been analysing sewage and has shown that it gives a pretty good profile of an area's population. To make sure that his analysis reflected the most up-to-date demographic information, Dr. Samanipour timed it to coincide with a census. The one he chose was that conducted in Australia in 2016, so he called on the assistance of a group of colleagues from the University of Queensland. As they describe in a paper in Environmental Science and Technology Letters, team members collected samples from more than 100 sewage treatment plants for 5 to 7 consecutive days around the time of the census. They analysed these for 40 chemicals that past research has suggested have socio-economic significance. Nicotine, for example, is associated more with rural populations than urban ones, because people living in the countryside are more likely to smoke. Caffeine consumption correlates with education levels. Amphetamine use tracks levels of crime. In total, the team looked at the concentrations of 6 legal recreational drugs, caffeine and nicotine among them, 2 illegal recreational drugs, amphetamine and methamphetamine, 7 opioids, the legality of which depends on the circumstances, 8 antidepressants and antipsychotics, 9 other pharmaceuticals, 2 artificial sweeteners, and 6 markers of diet, such as enterolactone, a substance that shows how much fiber people are consuming. All of the chemical information collected from each treatment plant was paired with data from the census to create a model of what the wastewater chemistry of populations with particular socio-economic characteristics look like.